Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So here are my rankings, Danny, of the four coaches in DC sports right now. I have Brian Keefe fourth. We'll have him pulling up the rear. I've got Davey Martinez third. He is the only champion. That was a long time ago, 2019. He was actually exceptional during the 2019 postseason. Davey pulled a lot of the right strings and buttons were touched correctly. I think one of the things that really helped him was they had starters that went deep into those games.
Mm-hmm.
And then there weren't a whole lot of decisions to make in the bullpen. Hudson was going to get the ninth. Occasionally, if it was lefty heavy, that'd be Doolittle, and Hudson would set up for him. But interchangeably, you know, those two guys mostly with the day off between games, the way that the baseball postseason generally works, you know, or a couple of days in a row with a day off for travel in those series, they were going to get the last six outs, and they were going to be rested. So it was way easier. The only question for him sometimes was, like, do you throw Tanner Rainey, or don't you? But
can I get away with Rainey this inning if it's 7, 8, 9 coming up?
Exactly.
Maybe. Yeah.
Strasburg would go 6 or 7. Max would go 6 or 7. Corbin would get pretty deep into those games. So I'm not saying it was an easy thing to manage, but he also did something brilliant. And whether this was on Davey or the front office, someone deserves a lot of credit. They used their starters out of the bullpen. They used Scherzer in relief in that run. They used Strasburg in relief in that run. They used Corbin in relief, maybe to his own demise to some extent. Extensively in that run. And Davey managed his butt off. He also made 2019 possible. He'll never get enough credit, in my opinion, for his positivity and the way he, almost cheesy way, to be honest with you, in a cynical world that we all live in as grown adults. Like, he, to me, would be a really, like, he manages almost like a high school coach does. It is very positive reinforcement, picking the guys up. You know, there's cheesy quotes. He's putting posters on the wall, pictures on the wall that are going to...
There's a couple guys that it sounds like, by the way, doesn't it?
Yeah,
with
exactly.
Coaches in this town, yeah.
They're going to lift those things up, right? And players love that. On the outside, we look at that and we go, are you kidding me? You think these guys are 10? But players, they're not that different from when they were playing high school ball in terms of what they want out of their coach a lot of the time, right? Give me some discipline and motivate me a little bit. And it's okay if we're cheesy in this room. We're doing hip, hip, hooray cheers. Are you kidding me? What grown adults are doing that? Football players are doing that. So I'm going to put Davey third because currently, from a in-game standpoint, he's just not one of the better guys in the league, which I think Carberry is. And the results, the proof's in the pudding. It's been years since they've won. That's not his fault. He's, like Keefe in some way, being asked to manage a team that's going to lose a lot, but it is what it is. Number two, I'll go Dan Quinn. Quinn did a great job last year. Make no bones about this. This was not the hire I wanted. So far, so good. He was outstanding. I still worry long-term about, you know, defensive-minded guys, not going offensive, coordinators you run through, coach, play caller, quarterback relationship, all that stuff's not my favorite. Having said that, he did a wonderful job. Last year, to me, there's a few pieces to that puzzle. Peters is a big piece to that puzzle. Daniels is probably the biggest piece to the puzzle. And Quinn's a sizable piece as well, you know, in this pizza, so to speak. So I'm going to put him two based on how much he's beloved. I can't tell you from a X's and O's standpoint how critical he was or how much they changed or, you know, who do they elevate on defense. I just know that the guys in that locker room would take a bullet in the shin for Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And I there's something admirable about that, which means number one on my list is Spencer Carberry, the guy we just talked to. 2 years in the league, two overachieving seasons for the Capitals. He squeezed way more out of them than there has been. And for me, the Carbs argument, Alexi Protas, rocket ship. Connor McMichael, rocket ship.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the guys, veterans that teams give up on one after another, like Pierre-Luc Dubois. Alex Ovechkin, who's butted heads with a couple of coaches. Great results, loves him. The veterans like John Carlson, TJ Oshie yesterday, sing his praises. The kids adore him. I'm not sure that I've seen one thing I don't like. I like how he handles himself. I think he out-coaches people all the time. I'm a big Carbs guy. So Carberry, Quinn, Davey, and Keith in that order, 1 through 4.
1 and 4 are the same for me. Just echo you on Carberry. In years past, you'll see veterans. This guy's defaulting to veterans. Think of Laviolette, right? Where we're just talking about veterans. And there are kids that are like, hey, I know you guys are trying to compete for the playoffs, but I'd like to develop or I need something. And they're, quiet down, veteran team here. He did both. He's bringing guys along, getting career years and big leaps from McMichael and Protas, to your point, and also taking in, quote-unquote, malcontents or guys that underachieved elsewhere for whatever reason, fold them right in. Part of that's the organizational culture. They've done that in the past, non-Carberry division, but he did that. He walked the line the way other guys before him couldn't do or didn't do, whether they could or couldn't. They didn't. So, to me, he's number one. Number four, it's not fair to judge at this point for Brian Keefe. Again, the metrics for success for him were, hey, young players, start to improve, show improvement. You got that. You got a couple all-rookie team type selections from guys. Bob Carrington, better player at the end of the year than he was at the start. Same for Sarr, same for potentially Koulibaly. I mean, it depends on your perspective. But, yeah, again, I just don't think that's sort of a fair apt comparison at this stage. So, to me, 2 and 3. I go Davey Martinez 2 and Dan Quinn 3. This was really tight for me, very narrow. The reason I put Martinez up there is because of the championship and that run. I don't think anybody else does that. The 19-31 turned into the bumpy road, beautiful place that we all went to.
But demeanor, is that based on all-time resume or is that right now, this moment, who you think's a better coach?
Right now,
I ranked it that way.
Right now, this minute. Still.
Really?
So just because of that.
6 years ago, still looming large for you.
It was the tipping point for me. So I look at Quinn, it's a smaller sample size, obviously, here, right? Just sort of basing it on here. Track record, too, I've gone into that. But for me, it's Quinn. I look at a defensive coach. Defense wasn't very good. People under his staff that he picked, defense, again, wasn't very good. And I think a lot of it was, you got Jaden Daniels. He made a lot of these things correct. Now, again, this is not to belittle Dan Quinn. I think he's good. I'm a fan of the guy. Obviously, everyone loves him. But a lot of people have loved a lot of coaches. Right? I think people get along with a lot of guys. Like, you saw a lot of the dudes that think Ron Rivera is the best dude ever, right? Where you're giving him a hug when you find out that you made the Pro Bowl or that you're the all-pro representative on special teams, Jeremy Reeves, or, hey, these kinds of stories. That, to me, doesn't necessarily make it. We get more where we're squeezing more out of a roster for a couple straight seasons. I'll go, you know what? This guy deserves probably more credit than I'm giving him. Now I'm defaulting slightly towards Davey Martinez because of the championship. But this one's very close. You could ask me tomorrow, I might have a different answer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So similar rankings then,
yep,
with 2 and 3 swapped. I made the case that even though I would rather rank Carberry 1, I think he's the better coach. I think I'd rather play for Quinn maybe. Like, I love Carbs as a dude, but I don't get the sense. I mean, he is awesome after a win. Post-victory, shouting guys out, tossing out hockey pucks, Spencer Carberry's the best. But his demeanor in game, and hockey's just different.
Yeah.
There's snarl, there's a little more agitation, there's a little more shouting might not be the right word. But like Dan Quinn just going full backwards hat, dapping guys up, bro hugging them, high fiving. Like, I think he might be the guy that would be the most fun to play for. And I'm sure Carberry does some of this kind of stuff. We don't hear as much about it. But like some of the stuff Quinn does with people he's bringing in to give you speeches, and you know, the SEAL Team 6 is hanging out with you and you're carrying logs, or you're watching movie clips in the team hotel before the game. It feels like high school football in a sense, you know, with more resources. Like, you have money and a little more pull, and you can do whatever you want. But, you know, they're getting other stars and celebrities to come in and, mm-hmm, like, lead the huddle. I think playing for Quinn might be the most fun, which is probably why he's most beloved.
Yeah.
And not coincidentally why he's had a lot of success.
Indeed. The guy I would love to play for is Davey Martinez. Because, like, you can mess up once, twice, 37 times, and you're still getting tried out there. If I'm a near-do-well, borderline, you know, 4A major leaguer, I'll still hit second sometimes. See Alex Call. You know what I mean? Like, I'd love to play for that guy. There's a lot of forgiveness.
Though, but is there truth to that?
There
too?
Is. I mean, seriously, there's my college coach who's now at Wake Forest was sort of this way. Like, if you were one of the guys, you were allowed to feel like you could mess up. Not that you would want to mess up. You're not messing up on purpose.
But you're not looking over your shoulder.
But you look
there's
over your shoulder.
There's a loyalty to you.
There are coaches that I played for over the years where if, you know, you didn't hit the cutoff man, you weren't trying to miss the cutoff man. If you didn't hit the cutoff man, come on in, son. Now someone's, you know, running out to the outfield. And you're going, geez, that seems a little harsh. You know, we'll work on it in practice. But like, just because they were so fed up, because we worked on this. This is what we worked on, and you're not doing it. And those sorts of environments weren't great for players to thrive. So I think he would be a great guy to play for.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.